Each year, the Library of Michigan chooses 20 books which feature notable Michigan residents, historical events, and Michigan writers. The 2014 Michigan Notable Books list includes works of poetry, memoirs of cities, and photographs from around the mitten. Randy Riley is the Michigan Notable Books coordinator, and he joins us to break down this year's best Michigan books. Randy, welcome to Current State.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
What are the requirements for being considered for this list?
Well, I mean, it has to be a book that has something to say about Michigan. And for the 2014 list, the books all have to be published in 2013.
And who's responsible for actually compiling this list?
Yeah, the Library of Michigan does this. We're a section within the Michigan Department of Education, and we have a committee of obviously plenty of librarians, but booksellers, authors, reviewers that get together. There are 13 of us, and we talk about Michigan books, and we try to whittle it down from a given year. It can be from 200 to 350 books, and we whittle the list down to 20.
And what factors do you consider there?
I mean, we're looking at, we want it to, one, it has to say something about Michigan, but the quality of writing is very important when we're making these selections. And I know that in doing that, you know, we've intentionally, it's a list of 20, which makes it easier than trying to find that one best book. And we sort of intentionally stay away from that. This is the best list. These are notable books. It's very subjective when you start looking and evaluating books. But these are books that all are well-written, have something to say about Michigan, show off the state in some way or the talent of people who live in this state in some way. And we think there's something for everyone on this list. That's really important when we're pulling it together, too.
Well, let's take a look at the list. There are several books that focus on Michigan history, including the book Beyond Pontiac's Shadow, Michilimackinac and the Anglo-Indian War of 1763 by Keith Witter. Also, I Invented the Modern Age, The Rise of Henry IV, that's by Richard Snow. What do these historical accounts have to offer readers?
I think, you know, the list has history, it has fiction, it has poetry. These books are just are two solid books that talk about big events within Michigan. Keith Witter's book about Pontiac's Shadow, that whole the importance of what was going on with Michilimackinac and the relation with the Indians and the war that took place there. He does a great job in a big book outlining that whole story and making it very clear and precise for people to understand. The book of the Henry Ford book, there's a lot of Henry Ford books out this year with the 150th anniversary of his death. This one is a very readable discussion of just how he started the Ford Motor Company and the things that he had to do to make it go. So it's something that you don't have to be, it doesn't read like a textbook. It reads very easy for all types of readers.
On a lighter note, I also see The Bird, The Life and Legacy of Mark Fidrich by Doug Wilson. A good read?
Yeah, it is. I mean, if you like the Detroit Tigers, and if you were like me, a teenager in the late 70s when Mark Fidrich pitched, this book hits home. You know, he sort of made baseball cool again to see Mark Fidrich on the cover of Rolling Stone, the first athlete to do that, and the whole story of talking to the ball and what a personality he was and what a tragedy it was that he died so young.
Yeah.
The book is really a celebration of his short, brilliant career that he had in Detroit.
Now, the list also features several collections of poetry, including Poetry in Michigan in Poetry, which is a collection of Michigan's most recognized poets. You also included The Way North, Collected Upper Peninsula Works, edited by Ron Rickey. Current State spoke with Ron Rickey earlier this year. He said that the UP's literary traditions and presence is often ignored. Was it important to you to include a book involving the Upper Peninsula?
You know, when we have no formula when we're looking at what books to include, but obviously this is a book that's or a list that's supposed to represent the people of Michigan. So we're always very conscious to what do we have about the UP? Do we have urban? Are we covering Detroit? So yeah, that's something that we think about when we're evaluating. And Ron's book that he edited does have tons of Upper Peninsula writers, some of it in essays, short stories, and a lot of poetry. It does give you a feel for what the folks in the UP have to say and the talent that's up there. The one Michigan in poetry, or poetry in Michigan, Michigan in poetry, that's kind of a greatest hit of Michigan poets, if you will. It has all the kind of the best known poets that are associated with Michigan have contributed to that book, and it's beautifully done with a lot of artwork that's part of that book as well. It's a nice read and a nice book to have sitting on your coffee table too.
Current State talking with Randy Riley, who's the coordinator of the Michigan Notable Books List. The 2014 list has just been released. I see the list also features another author that we dealt with here on Current State some months ago, Gordon Young's book, Tear Down, Memoir of a Vanishing City. Remind our listeners what Young's book is all about.
Yeah, he writes about the challenges that the city of Flint has had, and how the city is going through some bad times and its connection to the auto industry. But it is his story. He has a love for that area of Michigan, that place where he grew up. And it talks about just what's happening in the area of Flint. And that's not unusual to a lot of these cities in Michigan that are going through some really tough times. We're really careful, though, you know, this whole thing of what's known as ruins porn that's coming out about Michigan with the decline of Detroit and Flint and some of our urban areas. We don't want to highlight the negative of that, but we think this teardown has something to say about the spirit and the strength of this city as well.
There's a number of titles involving Detroit on the list. For someone who wants to read up on the Motor City, what options do you recommend?
I mean, of course, being part of the list, I think they're all great. But I think the book that Detroit's Race Riots, Racial Conflicts, is a very good read to give people a perspective of what was going on in Detroit in the late 60s. And a book that Charlie LaDuff's book, that's Detroit, An American Autopsy, where he's talking about the challenges that Detroit has gone through, is a great read as well. Not everybody loves Charlie LaDuff's perspective on what's happening in Detroit, but this book does have something to say. It's part memoir of his experience of growing up in Detroit and coming back to the city of Detroit after being away for a while.
I take it there are some books on the list that focus on the visual as well, as opposed to the written word. I'm looking at Tuesdays with Todd and Brad Reed. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's what the Reeds did, a father-son group from northern West Michigan. They decided for a year, every Tuesday, they were going to go out and take pictures of Michigan, their Michigan, cities, rural, wherever. And in this huge book that they've put together, it's just a stunning visual images of some of the best places and the great things that Michigan has to offer. They've made available through that book.
Again, that's Tuesdays with Todd and Brad Reed, a Michigan tribute. Your program's been running since 2002. Has the quantity or the quality of options to choose from changed much in those 12 years?
You know, I think I'm surprised every year by how many great books are coming out by Michigan people. It's that way year after year. There's a ton of just really great stuff, and if it's poetry or fiction or history, and it seems to ebb and flow too. Some years you'll be amazed by all the great fiction, and other years by all the great children's literature. But there's always great things, and that's a big thing that this program is doing, because the minute this list comes out, I've got email and phone messages from people saying, I can't believe you have this book instead of that book, or you should have selected this one, it's better than the other. But I think that's great.
Yeah.
How often are people arguing about books, and how often are people arguing about Michigan books? And in a nice way, I encourage these people to make their own lists and share them, because that's the importance. There's great stuff out there. People should know about it. People should be reading it. And that's a big part of what this program is all about, to get that discussion going and get people going to their local library, their local bookstore, to explore these great books.
One last rather quick question here. Are books about Michigan and Michigan authors taking on a larger role on the national scene. Do you see progress there?
I think so. I mean, sometimes, you know, if it's East or West Coast, they only think that's where creative talent lives. But I think if you see a lot of these authors from Michigan are gaining lots of traction nationally for their works and what they have to say. I believe that is the case.
Great conversation. I remember talking with you months and months and months ago scheduling this interview, and it's finally happened. It's been great fun. Randy Riley is the Michigan Notable Books Coordinator. The 2014 list was released last week. Randy, thanks for joining us on Current State.
Thanks for having me. Contact the Library of Michigan if you need more information.
Thanks, Randy.
Thank you.